It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on my top seven Sausalito political ironies. You have to keep a sense of humor dealing with Sausalito government, but you also have to see the irony in so many situations. So now let me count down from number seven to number one of my top political ironies. Number seven. The city council representative on the Housing Element Committee was a self-professed developer. Isn't that like letting the fox into the chicken coop? There had been another city council member on the committee, but that person was removed, apparently for supporting the use of accessory dwelling units and liveaboards to meet the housing requirement, a position that was ultimately accepted. Irony number six. The City of Sausalito Planning Department is a profit center, so it charges a big price for every permit or variance requested. We pay a boatload in real estate taxes, and if you make any improvements, your taxes will go up. But you have to pay for every permit, every variance, every review. That's how the city balances its budget, on the citizens' back. Irony number five. Two firemen publicly threw verbal stones at a candidate for city council who opposed the annexation of the fire department when the pro-annexation side was far from innocent. The firemen should remember the old adage, "He who has not sinned may cast the first stone." I guess we can expect the union to come out with multicolored flyers against this particular candidate. But be careful, guys. That approach could backfire on you. Irony number four. The city staff states in its current report to the Planning Commission that due to ground stability issues, flooding, voter-approved land use restrictions, and potential changes to community character, the Planning Commission and City Council have stated that they are reluctant to consider any part of the Marinship at this time for housing. Yet a recent economic analysis determined that the Marinship is the driving force for the city's growth and its economic health, and that the Marinship provides the best setting for Sausalito to grow and enhance its business opportunities. Irony number three. A common theme through the statements of the current city council candidates is the reduction of strife and the return of civility to the council. It's ironic that, absent a strong dissent by one current council member, we would be subject to a housing element with much higher density and little or no allowance for accessory dwelling units or liveaboards. And irony number two. Many of the current candidates for city council tout their education and attention to detail, but apparently did not know how to use the spelling and grammar checker on their official candidate statement. And my top irony. One of the major issues of the 2010 council election was that if a third woman was elected to the board, then the three women would vote as a block. Well, you all know she was not elected, but if you will examine the record, the three men then proceeded to vote in lockstep, or dare I say, a block. So there you have my top seven political ironies here in Southern Marin. If you have an irony of your own, please send it to me at slant, that's the word slant, at radiosausalito.org. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant. and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.